United Nations Security Council Resolution 242, and it provides that Israel may live in peace within secure and recognized borders. And this great aspiration of Israel has been certified without constraint with the greatest degree of enthusiasm by President Sadat, the leader of one of the greatest nations on earth. The other document is entitled Framework for the Conclusion of a Peace Treaty between Egypt and Israel. It provides for the full exercise of Egyptian sovereignty over the Sinai. It calls for the full withdrawal of Israeli forces from the Sinai. And after an interim withdrawal, which will be accomplished very quickly, the establishment of normal, peaceful relations between the two countries, including diplomatic relations. Together with accompanying letters, which we will make public tomorrow, these two Camp David agreements provide the basis for progress and peace throughout the Middle East. There is one issue on which agreement has not been reached. Egypt states that the agreement to remove Israeli settlements from Egyptian territory is a prerequisite to a peace treaty. Israel states that the issue of the Israeli settlements should be resolved during the peace negotiations. That's a substantial difference. Within the next 2 weeks, the Knesset will decide on the issue of these settlements. Tomorrow night, I will go before the Congress to explain these agreements more fully and to talk about their implications for the United States and for the world. For the moment, and in closing, I want to speak more personally about my admiration for all of those who have taken part in this process, and my hope that the promise of this moment will be fulfilled. During the last 2 weeks, the members of all three delegations have spent endless hours, day and night, talking, negotiating, grappling with problems that have divided their people for 30 years. Whenever there was a danger that human energy would fail, or patience would be exhausted, or goodwill would run out, and there were many such moments, these two leaders and the able advisors in all delegations found the resources within them to keep the chances for peace alive. Well, the long days at Camp David are over, but many months of difficult negotiations still lie ahead. I hope that the foresight and the wisdom that have made this session a success will guide these leaders and the leaders of all nations as they continue to progress toward peace. Thank you very much.
Dear President Carter, in this historic moment,
I would like to express to you my heartfelt congratulations and appreciation. For long days and nights, you devoted your time and energy to the pursuit of peace. You have been most courageous when you took the gigantic step of convening this meeting. The challenge was great, and the risks were high, but so was your determination. You made a commitment to be a full partner in the peace process. I'm happy to say that you have honored your commitment. The signing of the framework for the comprehensive peace settlement has a significance far beyond the event. It signals the emergence of a new peace initiative with the American nation in the heart of the entire process. In the weeks ahead, important decisions have to be made if we are to proceed on the road to peace. We have to reaffirm the faith of the Palestinian people in the ideal of peace. The continuation of your active role is indispensable. We need your help and the support of the American people. Let me seize this opportunity to thank each and every American for his genuine interest in the cause of people in the Middle East. Dear friend, we came to Camp David with all the goodwill and faith we possess, and we left Camp David a few minutes ago with a renewed sense of hope and inspiration. We are looking forward to the days ahead with an added determination to pursue the noble goal of peace. Your able assistance spared no effort to bring out this happy conclusion. We appreciate their spirit and dedication. Our hosts at Camp David and the state of Maryland were most generous and hospitable. To each one of them and to all those who are watching this great event, I say thank you. Let us join in a prayer to God Almighty to guide our path. Let us pledge to make the spirit of Camp David a new chapter in the history of our nations. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President of the United States, Mr. President of the Arab Republic of Egypt, ladies and gentlemen, the Camp David Conference should be renamed. It was the Jimmy Carter Conference. The President undertook an initiative most imaginative in our time and brought President Sadat and myself and our colleagues and friends and advisors together under one roof. In itself, it was a great achievement. But the president took a great risk for himself and did it with great civil courage. And it was a famous French field commander who said that it is much more difficult to show civil courage than military courage. And the president worked. As far as my historic experience is concerned, I think that he worked harder than our forefathers did in Egypt building the pyramids. Yes, indeed, he worked day and night, and so did we.
Amen.
Day and night. We used to go to bed at Camp David between 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, arise as we are used to since our boyhood, between 5 and 6, and continue working. The president showed interest in every section, every paragraph, every sentence, every word, every letter of the framework agreement. We had some difficult moments. As usually, there are some crises in negotiations. As usually, somebody gives a hint that perhaps he would like to pick up and go home. It's all usual. But ultimately, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States won the day. And peace now celebrates a great victory for the nations of Egypt and Israel and for all mankind. Mr. President, we the Israelis thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all you have done for the sake of peace, for which we pray and yearn more than 30 years. The Jewish people suffered much, too much. And therefore, peace to us is a striving coming innermost from our heart and soul. Now, when I came here to the Camp David conference, I said, perhaps as a result of our work, one day people will all, in every corner of the world, be able to say, Habemus Pacem, in the spirit of these days. Can we say so tonight? Not yet. We still have to go a road until my friend President Sadat and I sign the peace treaties. We promised each other that we shall do so within 3 months. Mr. President, tonight, at this celebration of a great historic event, let us promise each other that we shall do it earlier than between 3 and 5. Mr. President, you inscribe your name forever in the history of 2 ancient civilized peoples, the people of Egypt and the people of Israel. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.
I'd like to say a few words about my friend, President Sadat. We met for the first time in our lives last November in Jerusalem. He came to us as a guest, a former enemy. And during our first meeting, we became friends. In the Jewish teachings, there is a tradition that the greatest achievement of a human being is to turn his enemy into a friend. And this we do in reciprocity. Since then, we had some difficult days. I'm not going now to tell you the saga of those days. Everything belongs to the past. Today, I visited President Sadat in his cabin, because in Camp David you don't have houses, you only have cabins. And he then came to visit me. We shook hands. And thank God, we again could have said to each other, you are my friend. And indeed, we shall go on working in understanding and in friendship and with goodwill. We will still have problems to solve. Camp David proved that any problem can be solved if there is goodwill and understanding and some wisdom. May I thank my own colleagues and friends, the foreign minister, the defense minister, Professor Barak, who was the Attorney General, and now he is going to be His Honor, the Justice of the Supreme Court, the Israeli Brandes, and Dr. Ozan, and our wonderful Ambassador to the United States, Mr. Simcha Dinitz, and all our friends, because without them, that achievement wouldn't have been possible. I express my thanks to all the members of the American delegation, headed by the Secretary of State, a man whom we love and respect. And so I express my thanks to all the members of the Egyptian delegation who worked so hard together with us, headed by Deputy Prime Minister Mr. Tahani, for all they have done to achieve this moment. It is a great moment in the history of our nations and in need of mankind. I looked for a president. I didn't find it. It was a unique conference, perhaps one of the most important since the Vienna conference in the moon. Ah, shalom, alameinu ve'alarzeinu. Lo rak bador hazeh. אלא גם בדורות הבאים. בעזרת השם, יחד נשיג את המטרה הזאת, ונזכה לימים טובים של בניין ואחווה להבנה. כן יהי רצון. Thank you for this.
Of what will happen next, except that according to the laws of protocol, the three leaders will now initial those documents. This is part of a standard diplomatic process. The documents are initialed before they're ratified.
Is entitled A Framework for Peace in the Middle East, agreed at Camp David. And the text of these two documents will be released tomorrow. The documents will be signed by President Sadat and Prime Minister Begin, and it will be witnessed by me. We have to exchange three documents, so we'll all sign three times for this one.
The document, of course, does not have to be ratified by the or approved by the U.S. Senate, since I don't believe it's a treaty involving us. It's a treaty involving two other countries, one of those papers, and it's called a framework, not a treaty. Sadat will have no difficulty getting the Egyptian parliament to approve this, and Prime Minister Begin may have one debate on the Jewish settlements in the Sinai with the Knesset in Jerusalem, but he ought to win that easily.
I might say that the first document is quite comprehensive in nature, encompassing a framework by which Israel can later negotiate peace treaties between herself and Lebanon, Syria, Jordan, as well as the outline of this document that we will now sign. And as you will later see in studying the documents, it also provides for the realization of the hopes and dreams of the people who live in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, and will assure Israel peace in the generations ahead. This second document is the one relating to a framework for a peace treaty between Egypt and Israel. And this is a document that calls for the completion of the peace treaty negotiations within 3 months. And I have noticed the challenge extended by these two gentlemen to each other, and that they will complete within 3 months. I might say that this document encompasses almost all of the issues between the two countries and resolves those issues. A few lines remain to be drawn on maps, and the question of the settlements is to be resolved. Other than that, most of the major issues are resolved already in this document, and we will now sign this document as well.
Embracing in the East Room of the White House, and an enormous development in the Middle East, in the history of the Middle East. Jimmy Carter brought them together, locked them up at Camp David, wouldn't let them go, and now tonight they told us that there might be peace between Israel and Egypt by Christmas. That's a stunning and remarkable accomplishment in American diplomacy. The president looked exhausted. Mr. Begin looked tired. President Sadat looked tired. There was the Vice President, who also had a role in the negotiations. They were all there in the East Room tonight. President Sadat will leave Washington in a day or so. He will stop in Morocco on his way home to Egypt. Prime Minister Sadat will stay in Washington, seeing some Americans, some members of Congress tomorrow, and probably head home later this week. Out of all of this, Israel may get what every Israeli government has wanted since the creation of the State of Israel, a huge prize, peace with Egypt. The facts are that if Israel has peace with Egypt, its largest Arab neighbor, Syria can't make war against Israel, and Israel could win a war against Syria and against Jordan. So after the fighting and the dying of so many years, peace does now, this evening, seem closer than it ever has been before. And the Carter administration, some of its officials told us tonight that they hope and expect this treaty to be signed. Now, there is another more complicated agreement dealing with the West Bank and the Gaza Strip and the future of the Palestinians. That is infinitely more complicated, but it does give enough concessions to President Sadat so that he can argue that he didn't sell out his brother Arabs by signing a separate peace with Egypt. Long, difficult, complex negotiations. John Dancy, my colleague, our White House correspondent, has spent those 13 days at Camp David. What can you tell us, John?
John, as of yesterday morning, this peace agreement just simply didn't exist. The preliminary work had been done by the lower-ranking officers there, the members of the delegation. It was all ready, but no political will existed to sign such an agreement. In the last 36 hours, it all came together. They imposed a deadline on themselves and said, we will have it by tomorrow night at midnight. And by golly, they have.
It's remarkable.
It's an extraordinary achievement.
Now, we ought to point out that we don't know if it'll work. Jordan is supposed to become a part of this. They hope that the concessions and the arrangements that have been made in the paper dealing with the West Bank will be sufficient to bring King Hussein and the government of Jordan into the negotiations and into the administration of the West Bank and the lives of the Palestinians who live there. But that is not clear by any means. And as you heard tonight, the president said there are still great difficulties ahead of us, and nobody is sure that this will all work out. The point is, I think, that we have never been closer to its being worked out than we were a few minutes ago when we all saw President Sadat and Prime Minister Begin and President Carter seated at that table talking about signing a separate peace, indeed, a separate peace between Egypt and Israel by the 15th of December or earlier. And that is a signal accomplishment in the history.